Hello and welcome to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to dive deep minute by minute into the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's World of Dune. I am one of your hosts, Zach.
And I'm John.
And we are back for this Friday episode. Yeah, it's been a short week, man. A week of shorter episodes, so sorry for all the vamping that we've done.
we've had to fill some dead air for sure.
Yeah. If you like that, let us know, I guess. If you don't,
keep it
to yourself.
That's fine, because beyond that, or beyond this, you know, the whole project, we're not doing any more podcasting. So right. I guess we got to get our just white guys with a podcast vamp about random shit out.
We are contractually obligated to share a couple of bad takes a week.
I don't think you or I have ever had any like earth-shattering takes, other than all the times that I shit on Brian Herbert's writing, but that's easy to do because it's just bad.
Okay. Let's talk about this minute.
Which minute are we talking about?
I'm so glad you asked that. We're talking about minute 94 through 95.
Okay.
Of Dune Part 2. And we left off last minute with Gurney mid-sentence.
Okay.
So to recap.
Well, no, not mid-sentence.
Well, mid-line.
He made a statement and then a sigh.
Yeah. Well, he says, "No need to be a prophet to see what's ahead." And then we pick up this minute with him continuing, "Your path leads to war. You know that. War is coming. What will you do when you feel its breath upon your neck?" And in my notes after this line, I was like, there's the poet.
The poet.
The poet's back.
Well, I mean, we got some solid poetry earlier, too.
With what?
The still suit is full of piss.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Forgot about that. To this, Paul just sighs, and Gurney tells Paul that if he doesn't want to raise an army in the South, there is another option: firepower.
A nuclear option?
It would seem to be.
Oh.
Yep.
Baby.
And we get a Deus Ex bomb here. Gurney basically says, "Oh, by the way, I know where the arsenal of atomic weapons is.
Hey, have you ever heard about nukes before?"
Something that is not mentioned anywhere before in these movies.
Nope.
This just seems to be a thing that exists.
Completely just pull it out of my ass. Yeah. By the way, nukes exist in this movie. Which, if we're going to talk about omissions from part one and part two, omitting the nuclear reaction to a laser gun and a Holtzman shield generator would have been a really cool way to say, hey, by the way, like, there are nuclear level detonations that are capable of happening in these movies. And then I think bringing up the idea of nukes in part two wouldn't have been as jarring as it is here.
True. I think it takes it too far in that direction, though. Had we seen that a nuclear blast is able to be caused by laser gun and shield, I think it weakens the impact of the nukes here.
Okay, fair.
Because then it's like, why do you need the nukes if you can just make that with two very readily common things?
You just Helm's Deep it, where you just send one fucking Fedaiken fanatic.
Right, exactly.
And you just shoot him with a laser gun from a distance.
Right, so I mean,
oh god, that's grim as fuck.
Yeah, it's not a pretty image.
Yeah, okay. So I see your argument, though, with that. I don't know, it's just so weird and jarring that they're like, oh yeah, by the way, you have the whole arsenal of nukes.
Yeah.
Surprise.
It's very, very much a, oh, we need to move the plot along. Here's this cool thing that you have now.
Yeah.
Gurney, just being his, like, gung-ho, let's get him itself just smirks to this, and we cut to Paul later.
Well, real quick. So he says, firepower, which you don't have, and yet here I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's got like a little, you know, smile on his face and everything.
Right.
I know where your father hid the family atomics.
Yeah.
It's this is Gurney getting his rocks off for sure.
Yeah. So we'll talk more about the atomics next week.
Yeah.
When we actually get to see them. So I'm going to hold off any further comment on them until then.
Okay. That's fair.
So back in Chusel's tent.
Chusel?
Chusel.
I like Chal better.
You like Chal better? I know. Chal. Alicia got me onto Chusel. She got me on the Chusel train.
I don't know. Chal's just...
He's technically Usel in this moment.
Yeah. Chalusuadib. Chalusuadib. There we go.
He had his Fremen bar mitzvah. He has grown into a man. He is Usel
Mazel tov.
Now. Yeah. Paul basically gives Chani some context to what Gurney just said.
Well, also for the first time since I found my way, we see the ducal signet again.
Yep. Yeah.
Which that side of Paul is starting to, because Gurney is back in his life, it's starting to, you know, rear its head again. And he's not entirely on the Fremen agenda. And Chani's kind of here to call him out on his bullshit for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not so much in what we have with this minute, but we'll definitely be talking more about that next week.
Oh, for sure. He says it's huge, Chani. It could change everything. Chani's just like fiddling with something in
the background. She's adjusting technology.
Yeah, adjusting technology.
There are beeps and boops that are, you know, 80 yard in.
Yep. And doesn't answer right away. And we get like the first syllable of the next word from Paul before the minute ends.
Yeah.
So we don't get to hear what he's going to say, but, nothing, no answer, no response from Chani, for it could change everything.
No, it's just more of Paul explaining to Chani, which is really Paul explaining to us, the audience, that every family has an atomic arsenal. But none of them have, at least as far as the movie is concerned, none of them have been used because it's kind of like a mutually assured destruction.
Yes and no. So I'll talk more about this next week, but, we'll get into the Great Convention next week and talk about the use of atomics.
Well, that's why I said, as far as the movie is concerned.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause there's a fair amount of this in the, like, contained in the books.
Sure. Oh, I mean, it's a whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
But
so, John, what'd you think this week?
You know, I think it's not a bad week. It's a boring week. It's nice that we have Gurney back and he's, you know, moving his plot of the story along and everything. But a lot of time was spent on talking about, like, Gurney's motivations and, like, spending a lot of focus on like, the conflict that Paul is having within himself now that Gurney's back in the picture. I'm going to give it, like, a 4.5 or a 5.
Okay.
It's not a bad week. It's just a boring week.
Okay.
I think a lot of this could have been summed up, like we talked about, in a conversation that happens in one place.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Gurney's back, let's catch up and then move along.
Yeah. I'm a little more pessimistic than you are on this one. I'm going 3.5.
Okay.
I agree that what we saw was not bad, but it could have been so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a blueprint already for it being so much better.
We had a whole book.
Yeah. And the, what was in this chapter of the reunification of Paul and Gurney could have been put into the movie almost a word for word adaption, and we it would have been fine.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, take out some stuff about Jessica if they don't want to go down that road, but just the reunification and, you know, meeting Stilgar and you know, they don't even talk about the atomics here.
You know, I completely forgot about the Stilgar thing. I'm going to amend four.
Okay.
Because, yeah, not having Stilgar and substituting Chani for Stilgar in the skepticism of Gurney Halleck, I think, is a huge misstep.
Yeah.
And we'll get some Stilgar next week, but the Stilgar that we get for next week is more laugh lines than
mm-hmm.
anything else.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So,
yeah. No, okay.
Not my favorite. I don't, you know, spoiler alerts, I don't know if next week's going to have enough to redeem it, so we'll have to figure it out. And, you know, when we talk about that, but yeah, not my favorite stretch of minutes.
Yeah. Well, Pobody's nerfed.
Pobody's nerfed. That's correct.
All right. Well, unfortunately a disappointing week, but, you know, what are you going to do? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to wrap this episode up.
Let's do it.
Go grab some lunch. And then we'll see y'all next week.
That's true.
As always, you can find the Dune Minute online. We are at DuneMinute.com on Blue Sky. And you can email DuneMinute@gmail.com if you'd like to get in touch with us. If you're also disappointed about this week, I wouldn't blame you. It's a hollow shell of what could have been. But anyways, we'll be back on Monday, and we'll see you then.
See ya.